Artists and curators are returning to the site of performance art series Talkin' Back to Johnny Mac after nearly 10 years to put on a second exhibition. Talkin' Back to Johnny Mac 2 is a series of performances set in City Park, revisiting the site of the former Sir John A. Macdonald statue, which was taken down in 2021 after local activists called for its removal and Kingston City Council ultimately agreed. The first iteration took place in 2015, when the statue still stood in City Park. Despite being spread across the country 9 years later and the statue being taken down, the original curators and artists are reuniting in Kingston to reignite the conversation surrounding historical monuments. The project has gathered a dynamic group of artists, including original contributors David Garneau, Leah Dechter, and Peter Morin, alongside newcomer Jimmy Kilpatrick, to engage the Kingston community in reflection and discussion through performance art. The exhibition will include performances ranging from spoken word poetry to karaoke, and the week will finish off with a lecture in Stauffer Library. Talkin' Back to Johnny Mac 2 is also being presented in partnership with the Agnes Etherington Arts Center at Queen's University. I sat down with curators Dr. Aaron Sutherland and Dr. Sebastian DeLine to discuss the return of Talkin' Back to Johnny Mac, running next week from October 21st to 25th in City Park. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and give a bit of background on your work.
So my name's Aaron Sutherland, and I'm an independent curator and associate professor in the Department of Art and Design at the University of Alberta. I have lots of ums and ahs. I curated the first iteration of Talkin' Back to Johnny Mac when I was a PhD student at Queen's in 2015. And I'm looking forward to kind of bringing the conversation up again.
And hello, everyone. My name is Sebastian DeLine. I'm the Associate Curator of Care and Relations at the Agnes Etherington Arts Center on campus. So I am Aaron's co-conspirator and coordinating curator on the ground. And it's a pleasure to speak to you all today.
Awesome. And it's been 9 years since the first iteration of this project. What sparked the idea to bring it back? What's the story there? And Aaron, what brought you back on board now that you're based in Alberta?
That's a good question. I think that a lot of things have happened in Kingston since the original performance series. Specifically, the statue has been taken down of Johnny Macdonald. And I was really interested in just revisiting the conversation. So many people have been involved in this conversation beyond and outside of the performance. My performance series is just one small kind of drop in the bucket of the conversations that went on and have continued to go on about the legacy of Johnny Macdonald and the statue in Kingston. And I wanted to kind of just revisit it and see where the performance artists are now in their relationship to the statue and to Johnny Macdonald and to their performances that they did 9 years ago. I think that the conversation around toppling monuments has really changed since the original conversation, and more monuments have come down. And also the conversation about counter monuments has really kind of ramped up, or maybe not even ramped up, just changed. And so we've been, as communities, been looking into the legacies of these monuments and the legacies of these colonial kind of people that we've in some cases iconicized or heroicized. And I wanted to just continue that conversation that was started 9 years ago.
Yeah. And Sebastian, did you have anything in on those beginnings sparking the idea to bring it back?
And I'm curious to think about how the artists will respond, you know, in thinking about futurities. In my mind, I often think about things not so much only as what has happened in the past, but where are we going forward from here? So I think it's a pretty exciting opportunity now to revisit the relationship to place and the relationship to the land and to this urban land environment, and thinking about that from an artist's perspective on where they envision that going forward. So I'm really excited to see what they come up with.
Yeah, and it's not just the curators coming back, it's also the performers coming back. Do you have all the original performers from 9 years ago?
Not all of them. I have two, three of them, and then a new artist. So Leah Dechter is back, Pierre Morin and David Garneau. And then we also have a new artist, Jimmy Kilpatrick, coming.
You were saying it's sort of a mystery to you what these artists are going to do. So are you kind of waiting in suspense?
Well, I know a little bit about what they're going to do. As a curator, I definitely know what they're going to do in general, but performance artists also kind of feel the audience out and respond to the moment. And so they could, alter their performances in the moment. And I'm just, I think what Sebastian said about futurities is really important. It's not necessarily like reflecting on what's happened, although that's part of it, but also looking forward to the future. Like, I really liked how you said that, Sebastian, because I think that's really where we're at, is how to move forward in time, and think through these things. So yeah, I do have a general idea about what they're going to do, and I think, but it's nice for audience members to be surprised. But we've got like a karaoke a party coming, and as part of a performance, we've got spoken word, we've got kind of like an installation style performance. And I'm a scholar of performance art, and we've got lots of different kinds of performance art coming.
The statue was removed in 2021. You guys were talking about looking towards the future. I was wondering why return to the site as opposed to, moving on to another monument, or, what's the importance of reigniting this conversation at this specific site in Kingston?
Well, one of the conversations that Aaron and I were having leading up to the second iteration and revisiting the site is some of the activities that happen now. And one of the things I was sharing with Aaron is that it's interesting is when the monument was removed, they actually still, the basin on which the monument was placed is still present. And it's actually become a kind of a site where community it gathers on a regular basis. You'll see vigils there. You'll see community activists coming and using it as a kind of a platform or a soapbox in which to convey their own messages, and take up that agency themselves. And I think that that's a very, interesting transformation that's happened to that place, that it still has that kind of activity, only it's transformed into this one, solitary figure of history, of a particular kind of Canadian history, into a place where that's a lived living existing history in which everyday people can also take up that space. I don't know, Aaron, what do you think?
I love that. I love that it's being used. I've moved away from Kingston, so I don't know exactly how community is using it. And I feel really honored to come back and be part of this kind of movement to using this space for community and for conversation. I completely agree, Sebastian. In Pierre Morin's original performance, he repurposed the statue into kind of like a pirate broadcast station to speak Indigenous knowledges across Turtle Island. And the colonial monument only tells one version of history, and it really speaks to a very specific notion of who Johnny MacDonald was. And I think with taking it down and now providing a space for, like Sebastian said, living histories and living communities to have various conversations, it just really opens up the space. And there's lots of different kinds of conversations that can be had there. And so I just kind of want to add a voice to the already amazing conversations going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think most folks, especially in Kingston, know what you're talking about when you refer to these conversations. I was wondering if you could get a bit more into detail about what this conversation is, as well as what folks might be able to take away from the performances coming up in October.
I think that there'll be lots of different kinds of conversations going on because it's different people. From my perspective, I'm looking to think through the process of why we have monuments, what monuments are have been created, what monuments have been taken down, and then also how people respond to these monuments. Sometimes the monuments are invisible, you know, and they're like historical remembrances that are or narratives that get retold. And I'm looking to create alternative or space for alternative narratives.
Yeah, absolutely. And sort of circling back, so we were talking about, why come back to the original site, and you were saying how the space is used today and how fantastic that is. But why not go to Bellevue House? Why not go to one of the buildings named after Sir John A. Macdonald, Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard? Why return to this site?
That's such a good question. I think it's because of the place of the kind of plinth that's there. It and where it sits, you know, it's kind of that the corner of this intersection. It you can kind of walk towards it or come across it. But also it has basically a stage built for us, you know, that we can take up space. So I do totally understand your question. And I think that maybe future iterations of performances about this kind of these narratives could happen. But for right now, I think coming back to the same site, brings up the original show, and then also uses the space that is already being used to have conversations, but then also looks forward to the future. Like what do we do from here?
I could add to that if I
Yeah,
can.
please do.
Thinking about what Aaron is saying is an interesting proposition. Instead of always necessarily changing a location, sometimes it's an interesting way to revisit and change a changing context of a place and time. So the proposition of being able to arrive a decade later in the same place is going to have a different context and a different political space of gathering and time and place than we are right now. And it's in this moment where those conversations also then carry on from 10 years ago, but then into where we are now. And I think that that's a very special kind of proposition in terms of the history of performance art too. I don't know, Aaron, you know more about that subject matter than I do, but I would endeavor to say that there are fewer performance art pieces that actually have a durational kind of revisiting component as well, like that, and also in a ch the changing of a context of a relationship to a particular place.
I really appreciate that you bring up the idea of relationships because it's so key to my understanding of my curatorial process is this building relationships. So I like to work with the same people, over and over and over again. And it makes sense to me to work in the same site too. And I've worked with the Agnes. This will be my second time working with the Agnes. And I really love that I'm building these relationships and that we come back and it's not just, one time event. We have long-term working relationships that build into friendships and things like that. So I like Sebastian and I have built a friendship like through our process of curating the show. And I just really value those relationships and I think I have a relationship to this site, having walked past it for, about 7 years while I was at Queens and while the statue was there. And then I have this relationship to the statue and I'm, looking forward to just spending time again with the site.
What's interesting about that site too is that even before Johnny McDonald was born, that place was also a place between very close by to a Mississauga village. And it was so within a few hundred meters nearby, there was already the place of a village site of Indigenous presences here in Kingston. And Kingston already has had a long history and presence with Wendat, Haudenosaunee, and Anishinaabe peoples. And so that site already is a place of gathering long before, and even during different iterations of decades. You know, I did some interesting local research reading into how I believe it was Kingston-based artist Marnie McDermott did research on City Park. I think it was maybe in the, I want to say the 1970s, was also a space of queer gathering. And it was, if you can imagine, if people can envision City Park, it was a lot more densely inhabited with trees at the time. It was almost more like a forest. And through that, those relationship of that being like a queer cruising ground, basically, it was actually a lot of the trees were kind of sort of timely cut down in a way, and it more so over the relationship to that place transformed into becoming what it is today, which is a lot more, I would say, manicured and kind of sterilized. And so it's had all these different histories of peoples being in that place and time, which make it quite an interesting space to converge. So rather than only responding necessarily to its, so to me, it's not only about responding to John A. McDonald, but it's about also saying, okay, yes, John A. McDonald has this very big stamp on Kingston in a way, but also who else is here? Who else was here? And who else is in relation? And I think that that's what the works that Aaron brings to us invoke, and what makes that place such a great space of convergence to have those kind of conversations with these artists.
Yeah, for sure. And I was also going to ask, this new tie-in with the university, with Sebastian being at the Agnes, how did that kind of come to be? And also, I was wondering if you could just speak to the importance of having that tie-in with the Agnes now.
Well, as Aaron was saying, Aaron's already had an existing relationship with Agnes. So we love that when Aaron approached us in bringing this second iteration of the project, we were very excited to work with her. It's just such a privilege to be able to work with an artist and a scholar and a curator that really presses certain issues forward. And I think that the work that Aaron does is just so inspiring in that way, in moving conversations forward. It's kind of a no-brainer, you know, to want to jump at the chance to work with her again. So I'm super happy that she can make time and to come all the way out here from Alberta and invite this really incredible group of artists to come here. And more than one of whom have also relationships to Kingston and Queens as alumni. You know, Aaron Dechter as well is also an artist and a professor at NSCAD and was also an alumna of Queens. And so I think it's really great when our community here in Kingston also, you know, has a significant relationship to this place, and then, you know, come back and revisits it and continues to put that kind of good energy into the community here, I think is just wonderful.
And yeah, especially while the Agnes is also not in a physical space right now, it's really exciting to have an event like this tied to the Agnes.
That's so true. Keep your eyes out, because we're going to be having a lot more offsite works. And in a way, I think it's always really exciting to not necessarily be tied to a place. You know, it really opens up your relationship to being in the community in different ways. So, people just keep your eyes peeled, because Agnes is going to be motoring around all over the place.
Awesome stuff. And how can folks attend these performances and learn more about the exhibition coming up?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways that people can. If they want to actually register, they could go on the Agnes Etherington Art Center's website, and then you'll see the full program of the performances and the dates, and they can register on there. But, you know, it's a free event. People can also just drop in. I think that's safe to say, right, Aaron? Like, it's a city park. So it's, you know, the corner of King Street East and West Street, so which was, I think it's the southeast corner of the park. So just take a look on the website of the different times and dates, as I said earlier, and then just drop on by. And can't wait to see you there. And for those folks who might want to partake in a little bit of decolonial karaoke, yeah, like drink some water and some tea and get your voices ready, because let's do this.
Once again, that was the curators of Talking Back to Johnny Mac 2, Dr. Aaron Sutherland and Dr. Sebastian DeLine. You can catch performances running from October 21st to 25th in City Park at the site of the former statue. All events are free and open to the public. For more information, visit the Agnes Etherington Arts Center's website at agnes.queensu.ca.